This is Your Q, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back to Your Q. We, again, excited to have you here and great to have this panel of guests, Tiffany. Fantastic people in the community. It's great to have our student Shelby here. So I do want to start us off with a question, more of a statement, but a question too. And that is, in my opinion, and I'm not sure if this is widely held with amongst this group. My guess is it might be, but art is really a universal language. And it seems to me that there are things that get focused on that separate us. Like we see sometimes this divide of, it might be a political divide, it might be an age divide, it might be, you know, a zip code divide, right? There is something special about the arts. And I wonder if we could talk a little bit about what you've seen, your experience about how the arts can really promote a sense of unity and community in a pretty unique way. Maybe you have an experience with this. My guess is, whether you realize it or not, you probably do, you've been striving to do this. If you weren't striving to do this, you're accomplishing this, in our opinion. And well, so I want to throw that out there. Just how have you seen kind of the universal language of art playing a role in a community?
You know, one of the things that Dick Nichols mentioned early on is that, you know, every community should have its own outdoor venue. And now Sutherland has one. It's great. You know, Dick started one in Winston. That's one thing we haven't talked about yet is Riverbend Live.
Yeah.
You know, and there's another really cool outdoor venue that does their thing in Winston.
Yeah.
And, you know, Riverbend Live and Music on the Half Shell try not to step on each other. You know, and, you know, we try to maintain awareness of what each other's doing. And, you know, same thing with what goes on at Sutherland. You know, they've done some really cool stuff bringing in tribute bands.
Yeah.
And it's a great party and it's a good vibe and everybody has a great time. And it's a really cool niche, you know. So we all coexist together really well as a community in terms of what we're promoting. And I think that's why it's getting some attention and it's really getting some attraction. And I think that's largely what, you know, prompted you to bring us here together today is because, hey, we got all these things going on.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and, you know, it's very healthy for a community to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Yeah.
Well, and going back to the universal language. I mean, when it really comes down to it, music and arts, they are a universal language. It is the thing that brings us together. And no matter where you come from, how old you are, what, you know, what your lifestyle is like, it'll bring us together. And so, Christy, did you have?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think one of the main pieces, like Clint's saying, is that these are opportunities to come together in person. We live such an online digital life that it's really, really important to have these sorts of events to bring us together so that we can talk to each other, so that we can see that, oh, that person is kind of just like me and they kind of want the same things as me and they're here having a great time too. And so that's a big, big piece of it, I think. And it's also one of the reasons, I mean, the arts is why I fell in love with Roseburg when I moved here. Back in 2017, I came here and I knew of Roseburg from visiting family. But when I moved here, the music community was my introduction into my own personal community and network. And it all sorts of people, all different ages, playing music with, you know, different kinds of music. And it just kind of brings everyone together in a way that nothing else really does, in my opinion. But yeah, absolutely. It's why I fell in love with this town. And I love seeing, even from then to now, just the changes that have happened as far as what is available, what's going on. I think it's Tuesday through Friday, you can go to a Douglas County free outdoor concert in the summer. And that's amazing.
It is amazing.
That's heck of the pitch.
Yeah.
When you really think about it, yeah, you talk about music being a universal language. And for me, when it really becomes obvious is when we have a band that nobody speaks English.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, here you have you know, a band of a foreign language, and they're out on stage entertaining a Douglas County crowd.
Yeah.
And if that isn't a universal language, then nothing is.
Yeah.
And that's always when it becomes very obvious that's what's happening.
Yeah. And there is a family that's built. I mean, Shelley may want to talk about this a little bit, but I noticed like in our schools, and this is probably any school in Douglas County, when you are in a band or you're in a choir group or you're in a theater group, like there's a special community that's built, right? I mean, have you found that in your experience?
Yeah, definitely. Like me personally, I have a really hard time like making friends, and all of my like really close friends and all my friends have like are in the arts and they have something to do with it. And especially choir and like, especially like theater and stuff. I found my group of people and like, I found who I am because of it.
Yeah.
And that's especially why it means a lot to me. Cause yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Piggybacking on what Shelby said, art is an amazing icebreaker. Whether you're a young student into a new grade for the first time, or a young adult or an older adult even who's moved to Douglas County, Roseburg, you can go to an art show, you can go to an art classroom, you can go to a music show and by yourself and find, you know, your next potential group of people.
Yeah.
It's a great icebreaker. I love to think art as the acronym, a reason to, and you can fill in the blank.
Yeah.
You know, a reason to commune, a reason to express yourself, a reason to cry, a reason to laugh. I mean, art is such a powerful tool. And I think somewhere along the way, as adults, we lose that connection a little bit. And all of these people here today, whether it's theater, you know, summertime events, you know, weekly events, it encourages not only adults, but the youth to continue focusing on, you know, doing art, whatever it is.
You know, one thing that comes to mind is, you know, I've had the chance to perform at a few band concerts over the years here at some of the grade schools and had a chance to talk to the parent audience. And I always bring up one thing, encouraging them to keep their kids in band and choir, in those early years, because it's an important piece of education. And I think the thing that a lot of people miss is that the arts, you know, in this case, music, it's different than school. It's not math. It's not science. It's not English. You know, it's not social studies. It's not any of those academic pillars. It's different in the fact that, you know, music is a discipline. And when you develop a discipline and learn a discipline, it's way different than learning a subject in class. You know, those fundamental disciplines that you learn in your early years, developing music gives you a lot of that.
Yeah, and it's probably good for our listeners to know, in our schools, if you look at Roseburg High School, for example, and it may be similar to a lot of our schools in the county, well over half of our students are enrolled in art. Like when you think of Douglas County schools, people may not think about an arts, performing arts, fine arts, graphic arts. It is a huge staple of value here. Yeah. And if you just look at enrollment, let's take on RHS real quick. I think it's the second largest band in the state of Oregon. So like a lot of students are involved in the arts, and we believe strongly as well. That's part of your education. That's part of understanding how to think critically. Let me just follow up on just one thing with this, with arts, because we talked about it being a unifying force, which it is. We've talked on the show a number of times about this epidemic of loneliness in the community that we hear a lot about from our healthcare partners, where they'll talk about how many people in the community just don't feel connected. And there is an epidemic of loneliness well outside Douglas County, but also here where people haven't found a community yet. We talked to a healthcare provider who said that they see patients and they'll say this is the first interaction they've had in multiple weeks with a person. And so I'm curious, it seems to be a juxtaposition here. We talk about all these opportunities around the arts, how they're invitational. It's a way to build community, to make friends, to find a community. It seems like maybe it may not be the antidote, but it seems like a remedy of sorts where people that maybe feel like they're not connected, they don't have a community, they don't know how to plug in. The arts may be one of those places that would be invitational for the community to,
sure,
to figure out, you know, maybe I'm going to try one of these events. I'll go and see if I can meet somebody. And
it's certainly a stimulus for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a sense of belongingness is important. And I think in this day and age, it's easier than ever for people to be disconnected.
Yeah.
And, you know, the arts is a great way to develop some form of belongingness to something.
Yeah.
And that's a really great point.
It's a paradox, right? Because we've never been more connected, but the research actually says we're less connected than we've ever been.
Never been more connected and more disconnected.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. And I think one of the most powerful things about art, and like you were saying with academics versus art, is that it's self-expression. It's an act of self-expression. It's an education that pulls out what is within and also promotes bravery and courage to be able to express that. And then when we see that experience, when we see somebody experiencing that bravery and just coming out with it and releasing what is within that is private and personal, and it's scary, and it's liberating. And I think that that's so inspiring, and that creates connection. It's like, you know, getting out and witnessing that is there's no other experience like it. You guys are all doing such important work for people as individuals, and our community benefits greatly from it.
Yeah, sure.
Live events are super important, whether it's theater, whether it's community events like Good Friday. It's human interaction. And it's like you were saying, there's this huge disconnect. Technology, you know, brings things in the palm of our hands, so we can listen to music whenever we want to, but it's AI is another thing that's been kind of a big disconnect. But live events bring in the HI, the human interaction.
Yeah,
it negates that AI and gives an opportunity, you're saying, to connect
authentically.
Yeah. Bracing to life. Yeah. Now, it just does. It brings a community to life. It turns the lights on.
Yeah.
So yeah, not only can you that. Find that.
Turns the lights on.
But you can also, like I said before, you can bring someone you care about. Like, you get to experience something together.
Yeah. Which, in Christy, your point was like, we experience a lot of things with our phone individually, but not always together. And so it does strengthen that more family-friendly aspect.
Yeah. And I would say, too, one of the other elements to this, especially as you're for adults, who, you know, maybe aren't connected to their artistic side, and but have, you know, played an instrument in the past, or have sang before, want to read some poetry or things like that. We also have a lot of open mic nights and karaoke and open jam nights around this county that provide spaces to get involved in that. And even community bands. I mean, the UCC jazz band, the choirs, those are open to not just students. Those are open to, you know, the public as well. So it's another opportunity to actually get involved and meet those people when it might be harder as an adult to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Such a great opportunity. And like Eric was saying, it, like, you don't have to know anyone. You can just go and do it, and you'll meet other people.
And UACT is a great example of that. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. We have a lot of, volunteers who come in. I'm going to give a great example. We just did Sweeney Todd about a couple months ago, and we had somebody come in they just moved here, and they said, hey, I've been involved in theater. Can I get involved in some way? I'm like, well, yeah, what do you do? And like, well, I used to stage manage, you know, in Michigan. And I'm like, okay, why don't you just stick around and just watch the audition and see? And so they just sat in on the audition and they took notes, and I was just watching them. And I said, would you like to be involved? And she's like, I'd love to be involved. How do I do this? I'm like, well, you're involved right now. Like, welcome to the team. This person is now my stage manager for, well, our current production of Frozen. And it's every single show that we do, we have brand new people come in. And a lot of people said, I didn't even know this existed. I didn't know this was here. And I wish I would have known about this sooner. And then they'll bring another friend. And it just, of course, just creates that family bond that kind of just transpires. And that just, it's lovely.
Yeah. It's so great. And I'm sure you witness, I can only imagine the amount of growth that you witness from individuals. That, you know, you get to see all the stages of them, you know, auditioning and then performing.
Oh, absolutely.
And celebrating the performance.
Oh, yeah. And especially... I've been working in theater for a long time and watching people grow from such a young age to where they are now. There was a student who I was a choreographer for a Jolene production years and years ago, a long time ago. And the student is now working at Disney Parks as a stage manager. And I'm still in contact with this person. And it's great to just watch, you know, where they come from and you know, watch their person, how they grow and where are they moving on to and what do they, what new gifts can they bring to the community, whether it's, you know, stage managing, if it's they want to go on to become performing artists who are currently in New York and in Chicago right now performing and in Seattle. And it's lovely just to watch that.
I bet. What has theater helped you to overcome?
It's helped me overcome a lot of like my fright. Like I'm not as nervous anymore to just like put myself out there. And it's helped me meet a lot of new people. It's helped me find myself and like help me find who I am like as a person. And it's helped me become a better person in general.
That's amazing.
So good.
Yeah. I mean that. What other areas of your life do you anticipate that will have a positive effect on?
Definitely just like in general, who I am as a person and just like how I act towards other people, who I am as a friend. And yeah.
I love that.
Amazing.
Insightful, right?
Yes.
So, all right, with the remaining few minutes. So the name of this, of our show is Your Cue. And what we like to do is give our audience members, our guests, a chance to give our listeners a cue. It could be something to think about this week, something to think about this month, something to think about today.
One of your events to check out this summer.
Could be. So like what I want to do is just open it up to the group. And if you can give the Your Cue guest a cue from you in terms of something maybe to think about or something on your mind, might have been an epiphany you have. It could be an event coming up. Let's turn it over to you to let our listeners know what your cue is for our listeners today.
Fair enough. You know, my cue would be June 23rd, opening night for Music on the Half Shell, John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band. It's going to be a fun show. John Jorgensen, you know, world-renowned artist, does a lot of different things, has three different bands, great guitarist, among other things, and you know, he was Elton John's guitar player for a while on tour. Just done a lot of different stuff. Interesting guy. He was here a few years ago with his other band, but the Bluegrass Band, June 23rd. So that's my cue.
Thank you.
My cue for your listeners, aside from the Fifth Friday, that's happening Friday, May 29th, sponsored by Columbia Bank, is the following night. Origami Creative Co. also does an event called Dark Disco. It is an event that is geared more towards darker music that is not very typical here in Douglas County. We book, for generalization, we book more goth and dark wave bands. So we have an artist from Arizona by the name of Lamal coming out, as well as returning artist Graveyard Gossip. This is going to be their third or fourth time here in Roseburg, and they've always had a great reception. And it's just an opportunity for all ages, because it's at the Rosebud, whether you are a parent with kids or, you know, underage who get your blessings from your parents or someone of age, you know, to come check out a different genre of music.
Love it. Let's see, my cue, I have to reiterate, come downtown on Friday and just... We have a very art-centric downtown at this point, and it's really, really cool to walk around during these events and check that out. But in general, I'm going to say just give yourself permission to check something out that you wouldn't normally think you might like, whether it's a style of music, whether it's
I don't go see theater productions. I'm going to go see a UACT play. Just give yourself permission to try something you might not necessarily try. And you're probably going to surprise yourself and find a new doorway.
So true.
So I think two t-shirt sayings were created here today. Eric's was, live music turns AI into HI.
That's
and then Clint's was, live music turns the lights on in your community. So I think those are good cues.
Those are great. Yeah. Thank you. Already.
My cue would be, was going to be about Frozen, the musical that happens this summer. But when I was on the phone with our president, he's like, oh, please mention. I'm like, oh my goodness, this story that we're doing a production called The Cuckoo Clock that is coming up here in June, June 4th. It actually opens next week. And the importance of storytelling is not just about what is a popular musical, what is a popular story, what is a popular topic. Sometimes the harder topics need to be heard. And this specific production, The Cuckoo Clock, is a story that was written by local playwright Martin Policy, who's actually UAC president and the director of this. And it's a really, really heartbreaking story that's based on true events. A grandmother who is raising her son because her mother is suffers from substance abuse. And it's a really important story to tell. Just from social aspects, what kind of happenings right now, and you can kind of pull from the storytelling of it, but it's brilliant writing. But that would be my cue.
Love that. Thank you. Shelby?
My cue would probably just to like put yourself out there and just try something new, whether it's like trying a new instrument or just try to find your people and try to find something new about yourself.
Oh, I love that. That's so important.
Beautiful advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mine would be, so I used to go to the open mics, several of them, and recite poetry. I've written poetry since I was like in junior high school. And the first time I did it, it was terrifying. It was so bad. I was like, it's really raw feeling. And but once I did it, it was like, I did it. Okay. Like, that's it. And I got it, and now I can do it again. And I would just recommend, my cue for our community would be, if there is a talent that you have, that you know you're good at, and you know you have a gift, it's worth sharing. So just go to an open mic and give it a shot. You don't have to know anyone, or you could bring your favorite people, but do it. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, I love that. That's beautiful. Mine is maybe another t-shirt, but years ago we got a dog, and we had a dog trainer come train, not the dog. Come train the adults. That's actually what she was doing. We didn't know that at the time. But she said this, a tired dog's a good dog. The time we had a couple of kids, and I looked at my wife, I'm like, wait, a tired kid's a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so our kids have always been involved in sports, athletics, and music. Thank my wife for the music part. And I will say this, it has greatly, really enriched their life to watch them as musicians. And it's been as important as athletics. It's actually more important because they can continue to do that in long term. And so I guess mine would be, let us not forget the power of the arts. It is a lifelong journey we take. I didn't grow up with that. I grew up with motorcycles and things that went fast, but that sunsetted for me. I look at my kids right now who will have this journey of art in their life and an appreciation of music and the arts. And I think that's one of the best gifts as a parent we've been able to give our kids. So our listeners can remember that and would find those opportunities. I love today that we heard you don't have to necessarily, it's not the barriers around cost aren't there to go find ways to do this. And so I just want to thank our guests. Thank you for the great work you're doing across our community to help put a value on an arts education, an arts experience in our community. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Yes. And remind our community to not forget the power of art. Yep. And so super exciting. Summer's coming, right?
Yep.
It's like it's right around the corner. But what's happening before that is graduation. And graduation is a life-changing event for so many youth in our community. And so our next episode is dedicated to the senior experience and graduation. And we are going to do something a little bit different. We are going to expand for the community the perspective of that. And so we are including some more school districts in that to get their take on their seniors' experiences and their graduation experience. So we will have Robert Freeman, the superintendent of Glide School District. We'll have Erica Baer, the superintendent of the South Umpqua School District. And we'll have Terry Pristiani. Did I say that right?
Nope.
That's the superintendent of the Sutherland School District. We will also have our very own Tasha Stevens. She is an RHS AP Government and Economics teacher and this year's RHS graduation keynote speaker. So that's super exciting. We will also have seniors from a senior from Sutherland and a senior from Glide School District. So that's going to be really exciting to invite them onto our show and see what the graduation and senior experience is like across our county. Can't cover it all, but we're going to try. So, and oh, just to get also, if you'd like to learn more about any of these organizations or events, visit therosebedtheater.com, halfshell.org, musicoffcentral.org, uax-theater.com, and the Fifth Friday events you can find on Facebook events for now. But we have a great announcement that I'm super stoked to make. Pretty soon, you're going to be able to find them. They'll be available at thefifthfriday.com. So is that a new website that's launching?
Fifth Friday is actually up right now. The one that is launching, that's news breaking, is downtownroseburg.com.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, that's
you heard on the queue first.
There you go.
Right. And it's going to be a great resource for events and entertainment in Douglas County. So thank you so much. We are going to head over to our after show, which you're going to want to check out on video at Roseburg School's YouTube channel. We're going to dive a little deeper into this conversation. And yeah, so come on over and join us. And until then, have a wonderful week and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Join us Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Or watch online on the Roseburg School's YouTube channel and the Your Q Facebook page. This show is built with our community, for our community. If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone we should feature, we'd love to connect. Reach out at yourq@roseburg.k12.or.us or message us on Facebook. It's